Yes, hello, good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
Awesome. Let me ask you, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performing as a president?
Who are you working for? What's your organization again?
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of the company is Opinion Research. It's a survey company. You can Google it. We're just conducting a poll across Virginia and asking residents about, you know, a few questions and a bill that they want to pass and the election.
Okay.
Is that okay
if
I ask you the question?
Yeah, sure. I have honestly no opinion on Joe Biden. He doesn't tweet as much, which is kind of nice. So do you have any further questions? Can we keep going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performing as a governor?
I don't know enough to respond. It would be better to say neutral or no answer.
Okay, no problem. Will you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong.
Wrong, okay. Will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Right.
Right, okay. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
It is, but I wish it was not. So the answer is yes, I feel like it is.
Okay. Now, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I live in Norfolk, so poor.
Poor, okay. Now, would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
I have no input on that. Can we skip?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Virginia is considering legislation creating educational success accounts given to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If the child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? Is it a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
I have to admit I have not read about the bill.
Okay. Now, supporters said it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents said it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose to this legislation?
Support.
Support, okay. Now, given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success account? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that they are not zoned for?
I feel like they should be able to.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public schools courses they choose to attend?
They should.
Thank you. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen pro-life ration of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Now you're getting to the questions that pertain to me. Yes, I fully support.
Okay, thank you. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Should.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No. Can I quickly ask a question about how many more questions do you have? I'm really enjoying doing this, but I'm going to eventually run out.
Well, I'm at 60%. If you want, so I'll read the questions as fast as I can. This means a lot
yeah,
to
no,
me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank
yeah,
you so
yeah,
much.
I'm enjoying
now,
this. Go ahead.
Awesome. Now, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I do not support that.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
No.
No, okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There's moderate access to care in my community. Access to care in my community is inadequate. Which one?
Inadequate, poor.
Inadequate. Okay, right now the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral healthcare system. In your view, should that be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it's not a priority?
High priority.
High priority, okay. Now, on ideas that have been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand the improved access to behavioral healthcare and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose to this concept?
I support it.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
I do fully support it.
Thank you. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspect of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health care patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yes, more likely.
Okay. The plan has $50 million to expand mental health services for school-aged students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More. Okay. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Can I say neutral?
Will I have more likely or less likely?
I'll say less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Now, the plan includes $50 million in funding to combat opioid crisis and support the programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More. Okay. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance abuse services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
I would support it.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Fully support.
Strongly. Okay. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Oh, they should definitely inform. Yes, definitely
okay.
Agree.
Now, do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to get permissions from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home addresses, phone numbers, addresses, and emails to union organizers?
Don't support.
Okay. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees within less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the availability to represent our public employees, do you think
Are you still there? I lost the last question. I still can't hear you. Are you still there?